نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، كل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And welcome to you all for continuation of our series of tafsir, the tafsir of last juz of the Quran, juz amma. And today, inshaAllah, we have a new surah, which is Surah Al-Zalzala. Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah number 99. And this surah is a Madani surah, i.e. it been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his immigration to Al-Madinah. This surah consists of 8 verses. The main topic of the surah is the day of judgment. The main subject of the surah is the day of judgment. Inshallah, we recite the surah first, and after this we go to explain or translate word by word After this we talk about a general meaning, and after this we go to the tafsir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. First three verses. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. إذا when زلزلت past participle tense a verb that been shaken moved hard with strength. الأرض the earth. زلزالها زلزال earthquake. ها is a pronoun referring to the earth. زلزالها it's earthquake. Verse number two. وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها و and أخرجت the verb خرج to go out. أخرج put out. أخرجت referring to the earth, throw out. الأرض the earth. أثقالها the thickle the burden weight what you carrying. أثقالها it's burden what you carrying it's load. Verse number three. وقال الإنسان ما لها و and قال is a verb. He said الإنسان man ما what لها for it general translation. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burden, and man will say, What is the matter with it? As I stated before, the surah talks about the day of judgment, and this one of the scenes that will be happening there, the moving of the earth, moving from the bottom to the top, or be shaken very bad. With very force. As a result of this, that whatever inside the earth, under the ground, will be above the surface. Whatever is hidden from treasures, oil, gold, silver, human being, so what's on top of the earth will be falling down, what under the earth will be coming up. It's a serious earthquake. Man has no idea how serious it is. Never been seen before an earthquake like this, which make a human being so surprised after stability and buildings being erected and trees been growing and mountains to keep it firm. Now everything is completely different. The building is falling, the mountain is shaking, it turned to be like a cotton, like a mirage, has no value, no weight. What is hidden and beneath the earth will be out. People will be coming out of their graves, and man will be in a shock. What is going on? No more stability, no more growing crops, no buildings. What is going on? And the people will be looking to these things that they used to fight over it. If it's oil, or things that they used to steal for it, and get their hands cut because stealing gold, all the things will be laying down there on the surface. Nobody bother it. Nobody care for it. It's a total shock for a mankind. In that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about something that we are not familiar with. Not only the moving, but Allah is telling us about something else that will be happening. What it is? He said, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, يَوْم means a day. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, that day, i.e. the day of judgment. تُحَدِّثُ, from hadith, talking, speaking, revealing, declaring. أَخْبَارَهَا, خَبَر means the news. أَخْبَار, news. أَخْبَارَهَا, it's the news. How come? You say, بِأَنَّ, ربك أوحى لها. That because أن بأن be with أن for sure بأن that because ربك رب means Lord ربك your Lord أوحى inspire permit لها the lamb two or four ha the pronoun referring to the earth أوحى لها inspire it means the earth and man will say what is the matter with it the day it will declare its information because your Lord will inspire it that because your Lord had inspired or permitted this earth to talk بأن ربك أوحى لها that because your Lord had permitted and allowed the earth to talk to tell to inform inform what to say what أخبارها it's news what kind of news that because whatever it happened on the top of the surface of this earth the earth would be witness if it's good or bad when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and when the earth been shaking and the inside became outside and the people came out of their graves now is the time for the earth to speak and to tell and to inform what it's going to be telling about how it's going to be talking that because Allah permitted it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have caused a human being to able to be talking is capable to make the earth to talk Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala capable to make the earth to talk so it's no big surprise because the earth is not talking from itself Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's going to make the earth talk and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the permission to the earth to talk so it's not surprising the one who make you able to talk capable to make the earth talk and nowadays we see CDs tape recorders machines capable to record and to say it later we can see all this machines man-made stuff so it's not surprising to see that the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it talk and will tell its news what kind of news we're talking about will say and became a witness about everything been done so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a shahid and mashhud a witness and one who is not and one who is witness so the witness is the earth the one who is been witness is a human being. So we have to understand that we have witnesses against us about what we say, what we do. Doesn't matter if in the day or the night, if it's secret or public, everything is recorded, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have enough witnesses against us, and one of these witnesses will be the earth. The spot that you pray on it will be witness that you stood up there and you made your prayer. The spot where you stand there and said labbaik Allahumma labbaik will be witness. The place where you prostrated will be there witness for you that you prostrated to Allah. Same way, the place where you fornicate, the place where you steal, the place where you cheat will be witness against you. So the earth will be witness for you or against you. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because your Lord had inspired and permitted the earth to talk. In that day, another scene will be taken place. And this in verse number 6. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. يَوْمَئِذٍ, يَوْم means a day. يَوْمَئِذٍ that day, i.e. the day of judgment, the day when the earthquake will take place, that day when the earth will throw up the inside of it, that day when the human beings say what's happening, what is going on, what is the matter, that day when the earth will be talking and telling its news. In that day, what's going to happen? يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ. يَصْدُرُ, proceed. النَّاسُ, mankind. أَشْتَاتَ, scattered, groups. For what? He said لِيَرَوْ, so to see, to be witnessed, to be shown. أعمالهم, their deed, عمل, deed, whatever you did in this life, it's called عمل. If it's عمل صالح or عمل طالح, if it's a good deed or bad deed, you will be presented with it. You will get to see what you did, what you said. لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Because your Lord will inspire it. That day, mankind will proceed in a scattered group, that they may be shown their deed. So the people will get to see what they did in this life. Their books will be presented to them. They will see everything. They will see the good and the bad. And they will see the result of the deeds that they did in this life. Therefore, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. فَمَنْ, whosoever, يَعْمَلْ, does, مِثْقَالَ, مِثْقَالَ, equal to the weight. Mithqal is the weight. Zarra, an atom. Khayran, something good. Yarahu, he will see it. From yara, to see. Yarahu, shall see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, and whosoever. وَمَنْ, wa means and. مَنْ, whosoever. يَعْمَلْ, does. مِثْقَالَ, he weight. ذَرَّةٍ, an atom. Sharran, bad or evil. Yara, will see it. So whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. So in that day the deed will be presented and the people will get to see the reward, the compensation for what they did. If it's good or bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never deal unjustly with mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present the people with their deed. So will be a judgment and will be compensation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't deal with the people because their color or because their background and culture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate the people and reward or punish the people as a result of their deeds. Believe and good deed or disbelieve, doesn't matter. Good deed you did is not going to help, because number one, you have to have belief. And doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is, we have to understand that we're going to be paid. Doesn't matter how small it is, even if you could not see it, even if you don't mean it, even it's so small that nobody paying attention to it. Is this not a big thing? This only $10. People are stealing hundreds and thousands of dollars. What's $10? Not a big thing. No, even if it is a penny, you be questioned about it. You're going to be questioned about it. It's not your property. It's not yours. You could not take it. You have to be careful. You have to understand that this Islam is Islam of fairness, Islam of justice. Doesn't matter how small it is. If it's good and if it's small, Allah will appreciate it and Allah will reward you for it. And if it's bad, you be questioned about it, you will punish it. But the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah reward for the good deed 10 times, up to 700 times, and with no measurement to some people. But in the meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pay us for the bad deed, only one sin. How generous Allah is, and how kind Allah is, and how patient Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his slaves. As a result of this, we found that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تفرغ من دلوك في إناء المستسقي ولو أن تلقى أخاك ووجهك إليه منبسط. Never look down upon a good deed, even it's so small, as much as pouring water in the cup of your Muslim brother. Even by meeting the people with a cheer face, so with a smile you'll be rewarded, with giving a glass of water you'll be rewarded. And we never look down upon anything and say, what Allah will do. You never know. You need to be the good, and also you have to be careful from the bad. Never look down upon any good deed. Never look down upon bad deed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us how serious is the minor things, things which may did not pay too much attention to it. Somebody said, yeah, no big thing, I'm only showing my hair. These kafir women, they walking with shorts in the street. Or somebody say, I didn't do too much, I only kiss hair. These kuffar, they fornicating and committing adultery. Somebody saying, it's not a big thing, this is only $10. These people, they steal and rob with millions of dollars. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, إياكم ومحقرات الذنوب فإنهن يجتمعن على الرجل حتى يهلكن. Be aware of the small minor sins, because when it gets too much upon a person, it will destroy him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave example with the minor sins, things which we don't pay too much attention to it. He said, like a group of people, they went in the desert and it's time to eat, and with no wood there to cook their meal. So every person went one way, and he came with a branch of tree until it became a big group of wood, and after this they cooked their meal, because they had a big fire sufficient to cook their meal. Now when you see every person coming with a branch of a tree, you're going to say, what a branch of tree going to do? But when all these trees been put together, all this wood now became a lot of wood, which it was able to make a big fire and cook their meal. So the same thing, this small minor sins, one to other, one been added to the other, until will destroy the Muslim. We ask Allah his protection. Therefore we have to be concerned about the doing the good deed, even if it's small. And we know about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the sinful woman. What did she have gave? A sip of water to a dog that was so thirsty, he was eating the dirt out of thirsty. She felt bad, and she went to the well of water, and she fell her shoes and brought it to the dog. Allah appreciated what she did towards the dog, and Allah had forgave her and let her enter Jannah. Therefore we always remember, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So small, like the thing that we see it flying in the air, when you take a blanket and shake it and you see small dirt, small dust flying, you barely can see it. This is so small, so tiny. Doesn't matter how small it is, Allah see it, and Allah will reward or punish for it. inshallah. With this we come to the ending of this tafsir for this surah, surah number 99, surah al-Zalzala. We recite it one time and inshallah we close after this. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. If anybody has a question related to the surah, please ask. جزاكم الله خيرا. Thank you. Okay. Anybody have a question related to the surah? Anybody have any question? Anybody have a general question? Okay. We thank you for your time, and inshallah. وتوكل ديو لترون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم